Good afternoon, and welcome to Folk Music and Beyond. I'm Joanne Marr, and we're starting today's program with some live music. Joining me in studio today are Caitlin and Lori Shook. They are the Shook Twins. Welcome to KALW.
Thanks for having us.
Caitlin and Lori are actual twin sisters, and they are identical. Which one of you is the older twin?
I am, Caitlin.
Okay.
But only by a minute.
There's a number of family bands, quite a few sister bands out there, but I can't think of any bands that have identical twins.
There are some, but yeah.
It's Nelson.
Nelson twins.
80s.
But yeah,
that
it's
was
rare.
In the 80s.
It's rare when they're the front of the band, but there are lots with, you know, there's twin members within the band, you know, either just, you know, playing the instruments. But we know there's another one in Portland, another twin front band. They're called Acoustic Minds. They're our friends.
Well, what makes you very special and unique is that you have a third twin that you brought with you, and that is Nico Dousis. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Dousis, yeah. Yeah, close enough. All good.
Welcome to KALW, Nico.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I was here a while ago, and so I recognize the studio.
So, how long have the three of you been playing together?
The three of us, we met a couple years ago now. He's from Arcata, and we came down through California on a tour years ago and met he and his former band, the Bucky Walters, and fell in band musical love with each other.
They played on our album, and now that our bass player's taken the tour to sit out and work on our tour bus, we have Nico playing bass and mandolin and electric guitar, and I think that's it.
And braids. He plays the braids.
Yeah.
So, here you are with your multitude of instruments. Can I get you to play a song for us?
Sure, yeah.
If I only had a rowboat to get around, all the places, all the places we'd go in my rowboat. There'll be things to eat, there'll be things to read, there'll be songs to sing in my rowboat. Through the window. only had a rowboat. If I only had a tower, tower in my pocket. If I only had a window to the 60s, you'd come with me. You'd come with me.
The Shook Twins, Caitlin and Laurie Shook, along with Nico Dowsis. They're performing live for us this afternoon on Folk Music and Beyond. And we heard them performing their song Window, which is the title song from their most recent CD. Let's go around the room, and I'd like each of you to say a few words about yourself by way of introduction. And let's start with you, Laurie.
I'm Laurie Shook, and I'm the second-born twin. I play the banjo, and I pound on things to make beats, and I loop them, and I play the giant golden egg.
And the face drum.
And the face drum.
A.K.A. beatboxing. And I'm Caitlin Shook. I'm the older twin, and I play the guitar mostly, but I've started to learn the mandolin and the ukulele, and I'm mostly the lyric writer, but Laurie and I definitely co-write all the songs musically.
And Nico?
And my name is Nico Dowsis, and I play upright bass, mandolin, and guitar for the Shooks.
And your regular bass player is Kyle Folkman, who couldn't be here today.
Yeah, he stayed back on this tour to completely redo the interior of our tour bus, which will be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Caitlin and Laurie, you are both multi-instrumentalists. And you play a lot of instruments between the two of you. I understand that you were late bloomers. You didn't actually start learning your instruments until you were 18?
Yeah.
But you were singing a long time before then.
Yeah, we've been in choir since we were in fifth grade. And, we just never thought to pick up a guitar, even though we had guitars around us all the time. My dad plays a little bit. But we just, I don't know, never were motivated to until later on. And we picked it up, and it came pretty naturally. So we just kept with it, and just started, you know, adding other instruments just to make the set more interesting. And plus, we're not, like, very experienced and very intricate instrumentalists.
So we're rhythm instrumentalists.
Yeah, I'm rhythm guitar, you know, I don't shred. So,
We have Nico with us.
Yeah, that's why we always have the shredder on the team. But, yeah, so just to keep it interesting and make sure, you know, once we feel like we've kind of reached a plateau on one instrument, instead of just reaching expertise on that instrument, we just put it aside and start a new one. So we feel a little challenged.
And get mediocre at that one, too.
Yeah, we're just mediocre at a lot.
So were the two of you self-taught on your instruments?
Yeah. We've taken a couple lessons, one in college and one just from our hometown. They were cool and fun, but most of them were trying to, you know, kind of teaching us to read, like, sight-read music and, like, notes, and we were never into that, so we're just like, we'll just look up the chords on the internet and learn it that way. So we did.
So let me ask you about the instrument that makes you rather unique, which is the giant golden egg. So what is this thing?
I'll let Laurie explain this one.
It's a dinosaur egg.
It's very
filled with all of the world's hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
And unicorn horns. It's very expensive.
I saw you guys at the San Francisco Free Folk Festival last June, and one of you was picking up the egg and tossing it in the air. Yeah. I guess it was you, Laurie?
Mm-hmm.
It's a
giant shaker, mm-hmm. Golden egg shaker.
Mm-hmm. Can you demonstrate how it sounds?
Yeah. You bet.
And recently we've discovered another power, that if you put a contact mic on it and beat it like kind of like a gourd or something. But here's the shake. Yeah, and also it could be very percussive when she beats on it. Try to see if I can pick it up. That's the new way she's been playing it.
It's really loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn's loud. It pops.
Well, I guess the giant golden egg is yet another thing that makes the Shook Twins special and unique. It's very eye-catching. It's a conversation piece, if nothing else.
Exactly, yeah. It makes people remember us. The twin thing, the egg thing. You got it covered.
The Shook Twins are my guests today. Can I get you to play us another song?
Sure, yeah. I'll play one that I just wrote on the ukulele.
The demons have come to introduce themselves, and they've come to make a home inside ourselves. And they've come to battle. And they've come to win. Oh, woo-hoo.
The Shook Twins, live in the KALW studios today. They are identical twin sisters, Caitlin and Lori Shook. And their third adopted twin for today is Nico Dowsis. So what was the name of that song you just played for us?
That was called Demons. It's a newer tune. And yeah, I wrote it this winter after feeling myself and loved ones around me were just getting taken down by our own personal demons. So it's just a reminder. Don't have to let them take you down.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
So, Caitlin, Lori, I want to have you talk about your backgrounds. The two of you grew up in Idaho.
Mm-hmm. North Idaho, yeah.
And then 3 years ago, you moved to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been a real dramatic shift from the heartland all the way out here to the left coast. Was it a bit like a fish out of water experience?
Kinda, yeah. In terms of musically, Portland's such a it's a city, but it feels small town to us. You know, enough smallness to make us feel like it's not too scary of a move. But you know, coming from Sandpoint, our hometown is, you know, only like 8,000 people, so we were definitely the big fish in a small pond. So moving to Portland, we were just like, you know, one in a million amazing musicians. Not a million, obviously. But yeah, so we it was a big shift that way in terms of, you know, trying to swim to the surface of the musicness. But it happened pretty fast, and we're getting really, really great responses from the Portland audiences, and it was definitely the right move.
Well, given your musical and artistic sensibilities, you'd seem to be more at home in a place like Oregon. So you're finding a lot of kindred spirits.
Yeah, totally.
So a lot of like-minded people there. You can't recycle in Idaho, so that sucks.
Yeah, it's definitely our state.
So musicians who are serious about their careers, a lot of them tend to relocate to big urban music centers like New York or Boston or Los Angeles or Nashville. Why did you choose Portland as your home base?
Just because, because of that reason, you know, we never were drawn to those big cities with a lot of music, because it just seems like you're going down and competing with so many amazing musicians, and you're just, you know, mostly going there to be a waitress and music on the side, you know. So we just felt like, why don't we move to a city where we can actually be heard and make a buzz quicker, you know. And and you know, you don't need to be in one of those cities, because you know, you can travel from anywhere and, you know, have a great name in a smaller town, you know. So
Plus it was close to home.
We don't want to be too close.
So does Portland have much of a music scene going on?
Oh yeah,
big time.
Yeah, and it's totally you know, this kind of music, folk is definitely at the top of the popular list there. So yeah, it's just the perfect place for us to be right now.
I guess weather-wise, Portland must have come as a bit of a shock with all that rain.
Yeah.
It helped us write the song Time to Swim.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the opening song from your latest CD, Window, and it was inspired by Portland and all that rainy weather. Well, let's take a listen to Time to Swim. This is the Shook Twins from their latest CD, Window, on Folk Music and Beyond.
To the house over there.
The Shook Twins, from their most recent CD, Window, we heard their song, Time to Swim. Caitlin and Lori Shook are the Shook Twins, and they're my guests today on KALW, along with their bass player, Nico Dausis. So let me ask you about a lot of the songs on Window. They were written by the two of you, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They always are.
Yeah.
And if there were one unifying theme throughout the CD, I guess it would be water. Flooding, raining, swimming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you were writing these songs, was water on your mind for some reason?
No, that's curious. Now that you say that, I'm just thinking like, wow, yeah, most of the songs have some sort of reference
water
to
theme.
Water. Yeah. No, not at all. But we just love water, I guess.
It's good.
Well, I was listening to the songs on Window a couple of times to try to get a handle on them, and I really couldn't. I want to throw out some of my observations, and you can react however you want to.
Cool.
A lot of these songs seem to be about pretty ordinary, mundane occurrences and ordinary people that you might encounter every day. But your songs are like the psychedelic lens, and these ordinary occurrences and everyday people, they get filtered through the lens of your songs. Mm. And then they come out on the other end as a kind of alternate reality, kind of rather fantastical, surreal images. It's like transforming the ordinary into the extraordinary.
Cool.
You think that hits the nail on the head somewhat?
That's awesome.
I love that description.
I want it to.
So, yeah.
If you want to use my comments on your next liner notes,
yeah,
go right ahead.
Write that out. Yeah.
So I want to ask you about your famous Shook harmony singing. Hmm. And I've heard that when family members or siblings sing together, their harmonies tend to come almost effortlessly, very naturally, as opposed to two totally unrelated people who try to sing together and they really have to work at blending together.
Mm-hmm.
So does the harmony singing you do, does that come easily for both of you? Was that pretty instinctive?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, growing up, when we were really little, we'd always just sing unison, and because we didn't know about harmony yet, you know, and my dad was always like, why don't you sing harmony? And we were just like, what's harmony? And then by the time we got in choir, the more advanced choir in middle school, our teacher, John Brownell, was, you know, obviously we had different sections and we were both sopranos, but definitely got the ear for singing with a whole bunch of different parts, you know, and it's like choir is just the best way to train your mind for that. And then, you know, ever since we've been in choir, it's just so it comes very naturally, you know, we just sing along to anything and just hear that harmony, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we can't really even explain it or like, oh, you just sing what you think it sounds, you know, sing along and it'll come out. Like, we're really bad teachers. So, yeah, I'd say it comes pretty naturally, and we're very, very lucky to have such similar, you know, we pretty much have the exact same vocal cords because we're identical twins, so
works out great.
Well, can I get you to demonstrate more of your Shook harmonies with another song?
Yeah, we'll do another new one, and this one at the end is kind of cool. I don't know if you can distinguish this on the radio, but at the end we alternate our voices. We kind of throw it back and forth and we go bum 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 and we each do a bum. So try to listen for that and see if you can tell if it's, you know, alternating singers. So this one's called What We Do.
Campfire songs and mason jars, love lost once tattooed on our arms, vitamin D and elbow grease on tap. Sleep. 'Cause that's what
The Shook Twins, Caitlin and Lori Shook, my guests this afternoon on Folk Music and Beyond. What was the name of that song?
What We Do.
Is that on your most recent CD, or is this a new one?
That's a new one, yeah.
Okay. So you guys are in the middle of a tour, and I know I have to let you go in a few minutes. But before I forget, I wanted to ask you about Gaia, your veggie oil tour bus, who couldn't be with you today.
Yeah, she's getting a makeover right now. And it's a super awesome 86 Bluebird International School Bus. And we've had it for like 5 years. It's actually our original bass player. His name's Kyle. And it's his bus. And we got it when we were first starting out as a band in Idaho and raised the money through shows and stuff to convert it to run on veggie oil. And it worked out great. We did a whole huge 5-week tour in it, running all on veggie oil, just going behind the restaurants and sucking up their grease in the big vats. And saved so much money. And it was just so cool to be able to do that, you know. And you can drive on garbage pretty much. So
that was when the diesel was like $5 a gallon. So
yeah, so we only spent maybe like $300 or $400 on diesel that whole tour, which is amazing.
Great.
So yeah, and since then it's had a new engine put in, and he's totally redoing the interior. So it's going to be just a totally custom, wonderful bus. And we still have the VeggieOil conversion going, but haven't quite used it yet again because it's times have changed so much. You know, people are, it's becoming more and more popular, and it's a lot harder to find the just straight up veggie oil because people kind of have contracts with restaurants now, and they're making biodiesel out of it and making money off of it. So it's harder these days, but we're still going to give it a go.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing that this old bus is still running.
Yeah.
And that was my next question. When you tour, is it difficult finding enough vegetable oil to keep the tank filled?
Yeah, sometimes it would take us like 4 hours. We got to Missoula one time, and that was a pretty hip city where lots of people were doing that at that point 4 years ago. And yeah, it took us 4 hours to find the good enough, you know. So we're riding our bikes in the alleys and like, oh, this one has too much fat in it. Oh, this one might have water. Oh, this one looks bad. Yeah. It took a while.
So yeah, and that is kind of the damper of the whole situation. You have to allow a lot of time on tour, which is difficult, you know, when you got to be someplace. So it's not the most convenient for touring, but it saves you a lot of money and you're helping the environment and standing up for something you believe in. So it's worth it.
So when you use recycled oil, does it produce a kind of aroma?
Yeah. Well, we smell like French fries,
but not really. It's a distinct smell. It's hard to describe. It's not quite French fries. It's not quite gross. It's not gross, but it smells kind of
better than
like
diesel.
Yeah, it's similar to diesel, but more foody.
Caitlin, Lori, and Nico, good luck with the rest of your tour, and I hope it goes smoothly, and I hope Gaia recovers eventually to accompany you again on tour.
Oh, she will.
And it's been great talking with all of you. We have time for one more song.
Okay. Here's another new one. We have to hurry. Okay, there we go. All right.
Trust me on this one. That hook of yours in my heart still bear no doubt, and it's hanging on, and I'm bleeding out, out, out. Sometimes it trickles out when I'm in Portland. Sometimes I leave drops on the chests of other men. But each time I cross that long bridge, it comes gushing out. Ow, 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 ow. And it's been a year of tedious silence. It's been a long and thoughtful year since your last blow that left this ringing. So many lives have died inside. There's still that last one that I crave. There's still that last one of you that I crave.
The Shook Twins, Caitlin and Lori Shook, and bass player Nico Dausis. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
The Shook Twins' most recent CD is Window, and we'll go out with one of their songs from Window. And this is a song called Ting Ting. And do you want to tell us a little about that? Is the woman in Ting Ting based on someone you know?
Not really, but later on, when we were recording the CD, our dear friend Bonnie Payne of the band Elephant Revival, she loves that song, kind of fell in love with it. And I realized that she's totally the Ting Ting. She's this mystical woman that has a beautiful voice and just magical powers. And but no, it's not really intended to be a human, actually. It's kind of just a mystical creature thing. A non-human, like a vision that I saw that lived in this little shack. It's an actual shack that's on this tiny little island on a lake. On the drive in between our two homes, Portland and Sandpoint, Idaho. And we'd drive by it every time, and I'd always look at it, and it's such a cool, eerie little shack. And I think it was an old hunting shack, and it was really old, and it's now since it's blown down and it's gone, which is sad. But yeah, I just was driving by it one night. It was dark out, and I knew it was there, and I had this feeling, and I had this image of this creatureness that would live in a shack like that. And her name is Ting Ting.
Okay, here is Ting Ting, the Shook Twins, on Folk Music and Beyond.
She sings sleep.